T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, Chuck and Winkler, live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, we're served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. We'll hear more from you guys this hour as the Brewers, they get the victory 3-2. Got a little scary there, Brewers fans, towards the ninth inning as the game was tied. Went into extras, and Mike Moustakas, the hero. As soon as Mike Moustakas hit that, he ran right over to the Fox Sports 1 sideline reporter, which for this series, John Morosi, and he joins us live on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great work yesterday, John. How you doing?
Hi, John.
Outstanding and glad to be in Milwaukee. I love this city, and just the atmosphere yesterday was extraordinary.
Yeah, we haven't had too many atmospheres like that because we haven't been to the postseason too many times, and like to see more of that.
Well, of course, and I tell you what, the whole story of this team and getting a chance to watch Christian Yelich, who was really fortunate to get to know a little last year when I was covering the World Baseball Classic. Just what a phenomenal young man he is, and his family as well. And so it's, to me, it's a treat. You know, we get a chance to celebrate some of the great young stars in the game in this series between Yelich and then, of course, Arenado on the other side, and Trevor Story is over there as well. And just it's a fun series to cover. Two great cities, two great ballparks, and fan groups. So I think it's an honor for me to be here. And really, yesterday was exactly what you hope to have when you're broadcasting a playoff game. It was tense and it was exciting.
When I cover the visiting locker room, I hear a lot of managers just go on and on about Yelich and his talents. What do you hear about how about the type of player he can be yet? I mean, because he's still growing as a player, probably.
He is, and his swing is unique. It's almost hard to put a lot of comparisons on him and say, well, he has this kind of swing, or he reminds me so much of this player, because he really is unique. And I was asking Curtis Granderson yesterday about Christian and Curtis, of course, who's been an MVP candidate in the past or earlier in his career, a fellow lefty hitter, just said he really – he admires how much Christian doesn't try to I know this is one of the cliches of the game, but it's true that he really doesn't try to do too much with pitches. He has the bat path that allows him to hit the ball wherever it's pitched, and he just does it. And obviously he's a powerful man, but I think he doesn't try to overextend or cheat or put too much of the launch angle school of thought, if you will, on the ball. He just tries to hit it hard, and I think his bat to ball skills are extraordinary. And he's an excellent base runner. I mean, he just really his instincts. I know yesterday was a little bit of a strange play on the ball that Braun hit, but I think he's a very smart player. He's a very instinctive player, and I think the way that he can cover both sides of the plate with a really smooth swing that now obviously we're seeing the power come. You get just a really unique player. Maybe even I compare him maybe a little bit, as the more I think about him, maybe to what Joe Mauer was maybe in his prime when Joe was winning MVPs and batting titles. And maybe it's that kind of a swing where it's just a swing that works. And I think Christian is a very smart hitter who's getting even smarter. And it's really a fun thing for me to watch a player flourish as he is right now.
Talking Brewers Rockies with John Morosi, Fox Sports. He'll be on the Fox Sports 1 FS1 telecast today. Game 2, Brewers Rockies this afternoon, and then MLB Network's exclusive telecast of Game 3, which is on Sunday at 3:30 from Coors Field. I think the thing with Yelich, John, that's been so impressive to me is that when the spotlight really started to shine on him, he didn't fade away. When the MVP race was sort of down to him and Baez, he only got better. And now in the playoffs, where there's even more cameras and more lights, he has the home run yesterday. I just think that, to me, that shows me why he's, I mean, the numbers do too. And, you know, from a non-partial, I'm in Milwaukee, so I'm saying him. But that's, to me, some of those intangibles over the last month, to me, show why he's the MVP.
Well, I agree, and it was funny. I spoke yesterday to his mother Alicia about just how he's handling everything, and she said to me that when I guess she dropped him off at the ballpark yesterday, because you know she's been in town watching the last week or so of games, and she said that as he was going over to the stadium and get out of the car, that I guess his parting words were, "I think today's going to be a lot of fun." Like it wasn't like this big pressure. It wasn't a lot of anxiety or over the top excitement. It was just like, "I think today's going to be a lot of fun." And she said, "Yeah, I think it probably will be." So he's very matter of fact about things. He does, and I think that's part of how she raised him. I think that's just his family background. I think I really do think that, you know, and the powerful story about his brother Cameron and serving in the Marines. I think that perspective is part of it too. I mean, this is baseball. You know, his brother was doing something really profound and incredibly meaningful for our country for the last 4 years, and Christian obviously takes his craft very seriously in baseball, but he realizes this is baseball, and I think that that perspective is never lost on him, and I think he's an excellent young man. I really enjoy my conversations with him, and because he gets it. He gets how much fun this is, and he gets how important it is what his brother has done, and I think that perspective is always there for him, and I think that's really one of the reasons why he's been so successful.
Starting games with his bullpen by committee like the Brewers did last night. We saw Oakland do it a couple of nights ago. Is this going to burn up the bullpen? What's the philosophy on this thing here?
Well, it's going to be interesting because I think in so many ways this series could be maybe a watershed moment for this bullpen movement, if you will, where it's been such a big topic around the game all season long, and the Rays are probably the most extreme example of it, but the Brewers are doing it as well, and I think Craig Counsell and David Stearns as an organization, they know what they want to do. Excuse me, and I think that the more successful they're at in doing this, I think it's going to become a self-perpetuating strategy. I mean, could it work over for a full postseason? I suppose we'll find out. And I do think there's maybe still enough of a traditionalist in me that I think that you may still need a couple times during a series to have an ace put forth an ace-like effort if you want to win the World Series. And I think that's a key part of the way we've always watched October. But I think yesterday worked out great. I just love the poise of Woodruff and Burns. I mean, clearly the Brewers made that decision, and probably there were some eyebrows arched around the league, but they know their players, and they know they've got two young guys they could trust to start the game that way, and they did it. So I think that's just it's a great job of managing by Craig Counsell and certainly assembling the players by David Stearns, and I think Craig just knows his players so well, and he as well, much like Yelich, I think has such a steady temperament, and of course you all know him here so well, and I love the story of Craig managing this team 10 miles away from Craig Counsell Park there in Whitefish Bay. It's a great story, and I think it's a really unique story for this franchise, and I think as you guys mentioned, it's the first home playoff game here in 7 years. This is something to be cherished, and certainly by the way they played yesterday, won't be the last time that this group is playing playoff baseball. They're at Miller Park.
It's a great story. You guys are doing a great job covering it, and we look forward to the broadcast today. John Morosi, appreciate a couple minutes, and have fun out there.
My pleasure. It's great to be over here in the beautiful state of Wisconsin. I'm just from across the lake there in Michigan, so we're all neighbors and cousins here, and it's great to be over here and enjoying your great city.
Yeah, you've got that Midwestern nice to you. We can pick that up right away.
I appreciate it. I was born in the UP, so I was born in Marquette, which almost makes me an honorary Wisconsinite. But lots of Packer fans in Marquette.
I've always said Wisconsin should own the UP anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure I'd go that far, but that's a worthwhile topic for our next conversation.
Appreciate it, John. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
John Morosi joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those in our communities since 1935. And again, they'll be on the call tonight. Kenny Albert had the call yesterday. John Morosi down on the sidelines. Game 2 today, Brewers-Rockies, is on Fox Sports 1. MLB Network has Game 3 at 3:30.
Yeah, the UP. I didn't know he was from the UP.
We've been talking a lot about that. Apparently, there was a battle, and I'm going to get this wrong, but people have been enlightening us. I just never had an opportunity to bring it back up to you. There was a battle for, Ohio. Ohio's in Toledo's in Ohio. Michigan wanted that land,
mm-hmm.
and Ohio got it, and so they hate each other, and then the government was like, okay, Michigan, we'll make it up to you. You can have this chunk of land.
So they gave Upper Michigan?
Yeah, so that's why the UP belongs to Michigan.
Okay. Well, the UP should belong to Wisconsin.
I agree. And we'll take Toledo, too.
Yes.
But then Illinois can have Racine and Kenosha.
It's funny, though. When you cross the border there, the UP.
No offense.
Life is completely different.
Oh, it's easy living, man.
What's that?
It's easy living. Well, like I say, in the UP.
You know, well, that would be Southern UP, if though with that like that.
And as I have to explain, because this is my thinking, the further north you go in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. actually the deeper south you're going in the country.
See, I never noticed that, but I noticed that the further north you go to the UP, it's just a different way.
Well,
they're
come
living
on
in 1970.
In. Have a glass of lemonade.
You know, do you know something I found out? There's homes in Escanaba. They have dirt. Some homes have dirt floors. They haven't converted to regular floors yet.
What?
Some homes are still dirt floors. Yes. Yes. Dirt floors.
Dirt floors.
In Escanaba. Yes.
No.
I wouldn't say it if I didn't. No, that's what I've been told. Yes.
No, I believe that you were yes. told it. I just can't believe that it's true.
Yeah. No, no, no. I didn't believe it either.
Dirt
but
floors.
Have you been up there?
I've been up to Upper Michigan plenty of times.
I'm telling you, it is 1974 up there.
I know. That's why I'm talking like this. Well, hey, come on in. Don't have to take your shoes off, Mr. Freeman.
Well,
the floors are made of dirt.
I noticed a different accent up there, but not quite that one. But people are just, like I went to the REO. People sit down for concerts up there. They don't get up. You know, you were talking about people complaining about you standing up at a ball game yesterday. Yeah, you can't stand up at concerts there either.
Hey, we don't have to get plants. I can just throw some seed down and we can have a tree right inside
dirt
the house.
Floors. How about that? Dirt floors for the living room.
Hey, you know what happened yesterday? I met a guy and he said, hey, I'll call tomorrow. And I say, no, you won't. People always say that and they never call. Well, he stepped to the plate and he's calling Ryan from Omaha, Nebraska, who drove up yesterday to come to the game. Listen to our show the whole way up. He's calling in, following up on his promise. Ryan, good on you, man. How
Hi,
are
Ryan.
You?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Okay, from Omaha, Nebraska, are you a Rocky fan or a Brewer fan?
Oh, I'm a Brewers fan. My dad's from Rhinelander. I was raised on the Brewers Packers my whole life. So.
Oh, you got it, player.
How's that drive from Omaha to Milwaukee?
It wasn't too bad. We're driving back now, and it's a little. It's going to be a little... rainy, so it's a little worse now, but at least we pulled out the W yesterday, so it's all worth it.
Driving back, there's a game today, Ryan.
I know. Wife and kids are home. They gave me the pass yesterday. I don't want to push it too far.
Oh, boy.
In case we make the World Series, or when we make the World Series, so I can pull that card back out, you know. So.
You know, it would be easier if you just packed up the family and moved to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Too much snow for me.
Oh, the snow is going to get you. What'd you think of the game? You guys had pretty good seats. I saw you over there.
Yeah, we're pretty close to you, actually, ironically. But, yeah, it was awesome. I obviously got stressed there. I keep the faith on the Brewers throughout the season. I'm not too – don't get too down. But I was that ninth inning had me on edge. I can't lie to you there. So, but we pulled it out. All these fans that are worried about everything, let it go. I mean, we're here. We're the number one seed. We're getting it done. And let's enjoy the ride and see what happens. That's what I say. I
think that's the call we needed.
Yeah, I felt though when Jeffers gave up that lead in the ninth inning, momentum had completely switched to the Rockies. The feeling, the air had just come out of that place, and didn't you feel like that? I mean, the Rockies had everything going for them at that point.
It did. Obviously, that Blackman reversal was huge.
Oh.
But, you know, things worked out. Moustakas made a huge play, and then Jeffress stepped up and saved Story on three pitches, and let's go. I mean, that's what it's all about. Playoff baseball is not going to be easy. You're going to have some games like that. So, and it was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing about baseball. You go to a sporting event or you go to a baseball game or whatever, you never see the same thing happen twice. And that was an unusual kind of couple of weird plays in that game. That ball that went off the first baseman's glove that Yelich got hung up at first base on, and you know, the foul ball down, but Blackman's hit. I mean, if that's ruled fair, there's no instant replay, and you know, look at that.
Yeah.
That's a different ball game.
Hey, Ryan, have a good drive. It's Brett you're with too, right?
Yep, with Brett. Yep, definitely. And I listen to you guys every morning in Omaha from 8 after I drop off the kids 8:30 to 10. So yeah,
awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, that would make you, I assume, you're a first-time caller as well, I assume. Yeah, they, okay.
All right, don't be a foreigner to the show.
All right, Ryan, we'll see ya.
All right, later.
Ryan, driving back to Omaha, Nebraska. It's Chuck and Winkler. We'll hear from more of you, including our version of Sister Jean, next on The Fan.
No, you got to treat the game as a, you know, it's a living, breathing organism. So it's, the game calls for different things in different situations. Brandon did his job beautifully. And then Corbin Burns followed and did his job beautifully. Before the game, if you'd have told me I was going to get five innings from two guys, I would have said we're in a very good spot. And so they did it. And lots of credit. I know everybody in our organization, our player development, our scouting should be proud. We just, you know, two homegrown guys going out there in the first game of the playoff series and getting 15 outs for us. Pretty cool. The game went according to plan. It doesn't always, and you got to be ready for it.
Craig Counsell, after the game, Brewers get the 3-2 win over the Colorado Rockies in game one of the NLDS. Game two is today, 3:15, first pitch from Miller Park. Little overcast today, so the shadow shouldn't be a problem, but the tailgating experience could be ruined a little bit, although from the weather center that we have here at The Fan, the rain should taper off by about 1 o'clock. We'll have to get in touch with our boy Drew Burgoyne at CBS 58 and see if we're right on that. 414-799-1250. Susan is in St. Petersburg, Florida. I don't want to offend you by calling you like our version of Sister Jean because she was like 104. I don't presume you're that old, but
is
that
okay? Does she know who Sister Jean is?
You know Sister Jean?
I do. Yeah. I do, and I take that as a compliment.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Gentlemen.
She was like
absolutely
the Loyola luck charm during the NCAA playoffs. Yeah.
Oh, yes, of course. I know who she is, sweet little thing. She's such a sweetheart. And what's brewing, guys?
What's brewing? You tell us. They got a win yesterday.
Absolutely. I was a little I was feeling good right through the eighth inning there, just driving along, tooling along, and then boom. You know, they never make it easy, do they? They make it exciting.
Well, sports is never easy. That's the whole problem. I mean, it's just,
I know.
You know, I mean, you never can let your foot off the pedal than anything. And these guys,
no.
in the ninth inning, though, Jeffers gives up those runs. And I think the key, though, is he got out of that situation, though, because it could have been a lot worse.
Oh, yeah. Bless his heart. He did. He worked himself through it. Yep. I was real glad for that. But I don't know. It just, they do it all the time. They look good, and then it's like, uh-oh, here we go again. They just make it exciting, but, you know.
Got to get the bats going again. Well, you know, even the win in Chicago, got to get the bats going again.
Our offense, yes. You can't just depend on those two runs, you know, especially with Colorado. Look what they did. You need more offense, but you'll get it going, hopefully.
Yeah. Oh, the pitching has just been so good with these guys.
I
mean, really.
I tell you.
I mean, the bullpen. I mean, Jeffers had his thing, but it's like, come on. The most part, the pitching has been rock solid on this team.
Absolutely. You know, everybody has a bad day once in a while, you know? And that was just his day. And poor guy. I feel bad for him. But, you know, we made it through. And I tell you, we're going to do it. We're going to do it.
Yep.
But it's going to take five.
Is it just Brewers for you, or do you have any interest in the Bucks and or Packers as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Packers. Yes, sir.
Okay. We'll need you during Packer season when things start to look bad.
I'm cheer for them. I've got all my Packer gear here, my house decorated, Brewers, Packers, Bucks. My son loves the Bucks. He's my go-to guy for basketball because he is just a crazy nuts Bucks fan. So,
all right.
Wow.
He's kind of rude, kind of stirred my interest to really follow them now, too. So.
All right.
Oh, that's sure. But can I ask you, what you do for a living or what you did do? Or are you I bet you were a teacher.
No, I was a nurse, actually.
A nurse, okay.
Was that your second guess?
What was so funny about being a teacher?
Was that a nurse your second guess?
No. Nurse is a good thing.
I loved it. I loved it. It was a great career, you know. But, no, I'm retired now, but you know, it was. I had to retire on disability because of my vision, so I had to kind of give up my job. So, I loved it. It was a great career for me, and I miss it. I do, but I love working with the people. I especially loved working with the elderly, the geriatric population. Yeah.
Well, great. We appreciate you calling, and call Monday because we're going to be talking maybe about another victory.
Oh, you know I'm going to call. This is great. This is fun. I look forward to this every day.
Okay.
Well, good.
There you
Susan,
go.
Thank
You're
you.
You're my buds. Yes, of course.
We are buds.
We are.
Thank you. Great. I love it. And you have a safe trip to Colorado. You're going, right?
Yeah, I am. Sunday morning at 5 a.m. It's a little early, but, whatever it takes to get out there.
Driving? Fly.
Oh, I'm flying.
Yeah.
I'm flying.
Have a safe trip.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You're staying home? Yeah.
We'll see you, Susan.
Thanks, you.
Okay. Bye.
Susan joining us from St. Petersburg, Florida.
What's wrong with being a teacher? You kind of snickered at that.
Oh, I know.
Your dad was a teacher.
No. I laugh because if you would poll people, I'm telling you right now, if you were going to poll 100 people and say, what do you think Susan did in her life? I think 95 of them would have said teacher.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a teacher voice.
Does.
Yeah. That's why I snickered.
Okay. Nothing. Well, nurse, too. I mean, that's another occupation.
Nurse would have been a second guess.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say lawyer? Can women not be lawyers?
Why are you trying to paint that picture there?
Because I'm an ass.
You are. And when you do stuff like that, that's why we start fighting. So don't do that.
Because you're overly sensitive.
No, you are.
799-1250. I feel like
you and I need a break from each other.
Well, we did spend all Sunday and Monday together.
Yeah, we did. It's all Sunday and Monday.
I don't
Monday.
Need a break from you, but you've clearly had enough of me.
Well.
No, it's
true. The show got a little shaky start again today.
Right, because I missed a play because I was getting a drink.
And you were getting on me for asking you about a play.
And then I didn't see every play or study the box score all night, so I'm a terrible sports talk radio host.
Now you're going to extreme.
Let's go to Tony in Oak Creek. Tony, what's up? This is supposed to be fun. Hi.
I was at the game yesterday. My voice is shot. I know everybody's ragging on JJ for blowing the save, but he did face the heart of their lineup. You got Trevor Story, you got Arenado, you got Black, you got some amazing players that he faced. So I'm not going to give him a pass on it, but I understand. My problem, I'm super excited about baseball. I'm trying to keep it positive. But when we leave so many guys on base, when we have runners on second and third with no out and we can't score them, it was just really hard to watch. I don't think I sat down anywhere from the eighth inning until the game was over when Moose hit that single. I want to see guys not swinging for the fence every time. I feel like the only time we score runs is, we walk people, we get walks, and then we get home runs, and it's just hard for us to produce with base hits, and it's hard to watch sometimes that way. Anyway, go crew. I'm looking forward to seeing the outlook of today's game. Go Chastina. Hopefully he's on point today, and thanks for your guys' input this morning.
Yeah.
I love listening to you guys.
All right, a couple things on that.
Thanks, Tony.
Scoring with runners, getting hits with runners in scoring position, they and the Cubs share that common bond where both teams just struggle sometimes and go through these lulls with just leaving oceans of guys on bases. That's a problem. Now, as far as Chacin today, I have a feeling Chacin's going to pitch four, and we're going to see a little Junior Guerra today.
Yeah, I think Guerra or Freddie.
I think Junior is going to get into this game today.
I would bet on Guerra. I do think they're going to try to save Freddie for tomorrow or Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. I think you're right. I would lay money on that.
Because he just pitched into the sixth inning on Monday. He's going on 3 days rest. I don't expect,
says he feels fine.
He says he feels fine, and he said he would be ready to pitch. I talked to him Monday, and he said he'd be ready to pitch later in the week, which I was a little surprised at, but he loves being a Brewer, man. He loves being in the situation. He's on a winning team. He loves it here. And if they can get four out of him today and turn it over to Guerra, or five and turn it over to Guerra and, the rest, and we'll see who's available later on today.
Chuck and Winkler were served up by Perkins, where they are getting back to basics. Some of you think that the crew should get back to basics with the bunting and the small ball. You can get back to basics at Perkins. Piled High sandwiches, juicy 100% Angus beef burgers, the hearty breakfast combos, and more. They've got a new menu full of all your old favorites, and it starts at just $4.99. If it's a classic, it's going to be at Perkins. Stop by today. They've got the fish fry going. You can go pregame, postgame. They got the fish fry all day. Starts at 11, and tomorrow, just like on Tuesdays, kids eat free after 4 o'clock. Kids eat free Tuesdays and Saturdays after 4. D in Colorado tweets in, at Chuck Freeman, holla at your boy when you touch down.
Oh, he's going to be in Colorado.
He lives there.
Okay. He called the last
DeMarcus Wednesday, Breckenridge.
On Wednesday, he and I were talking on the air. Well, three of us were, but he was referring to me, and he called me B. And I was like,
I'm B.
Well, he called me B. And then last night, when I was leaving the ballpark, guy came up to me to listen to the show, and he said, hey, B, listen to you every day. And I'm like, you know what? That's the second time in 3 days somebody called me that. And he went to say, that means brother.
Oh.
And he goes, just don't say that word around a lady, he said, as he was joking.
Okay, so not B for Bart, B for brother.
No, B for brother.
Oh, you're like a brother.
Yeah, he told me B.
Wow.
He said, hey, well, he said, I listen to your show every day, B. And I say, B?
Good for you.
I said, I wonder if our caller said that the other day.
Chuck's become an honorary B. How about
B,
it?
B, yeah. But he said, warned me, he said, won't use that term around the ladies.
Chuck and Winkler, 414-799-1250. I believe some of our callers on deck want to keep things a little more positive.
Yes, let's do this.
Here's a game you can play with your loved ones if they are not a baseball fan. Have them listen to the first hour of our show today, available on demand, and try to come up with what you think the score was. And if they say anything less than Rockies 10, Brewers nothing, I'll be shocked. The Brewers won a playoff game for the first time in seven years.
I think what people are disappointed is that they left some opportunities out there.
Well, we'll talk more about that coming up. 414-799-1250. Wasn't the best slide there in the first inning. I did not have a problem with what he was doing. 414-799-1250. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler. I think in the playoffs, you set a tone early, you be aggressive. And when Braun was running around third, it really didn't look like Iannetta was going to go get to that baseball. But then he did, and then Sensatella was on the dish, and then he kind of stared Braun down like, what are you doing? I mean, it looked, for a minute, it looked like it was going to work out. It clearly didn't. Ed Cedar, some people blaming Ed Cedar, you can blame him for not putting up a stop signal. I don't think he ever expected Braun to keep running. So Ed was like running along with them, but I didn't put up the stop sign because I didn't expect them to be running.
I mean, Brawny, who's gone through all these injuries, okay, and Brawny can still run, but I don't think anybody expected Brawny to try to score from second base on a wild pitch.
I had Grant tweet me and said 2008 long-haired Braun might score on that pitch, but not 2018.
Yeah.
Veteran Braun.
I'll tell you, though, he was coming around at third, and he was determined to make something happen there. Again, the aggressiveness there, I don't fault the aggressiveness, but it probably was the right time for it because you had Aguilar at the plate with second and third and two outs. He might have done something there and drove in a couple of runs. But I think Brawny was just trying to scratch out a run there.
Brewers win 3-2, game one of the NLDS. Game two is today. And what we're calling a Fastball Friday, brought to you by your local Pick and Save stores, where Wisconsin saves on groceries. Let's go to Christian, who's uptown. You guys can give us a buzz, 414-799-1250. What's up, Christian?
Good morning. I have a few things to say. I'll start with the positivity. Moose will never have to buy a beer in Brewtown for the rest of his life.
I think a lot of these guys are going to be pretty they can go a lot of places without their wallets after this run.
I've said this before. I want Moose here long-term, man. I don't want this to end at the end of the season. I want Musa. I want to give him a little 3-year contract extension. Yeah.
Amen. We actually got reversal calls yesterday, which was crazy. I am concerned about their plate approach with runners on base. They were taking so many early strikes, and we had like a strikeout looking like in a key position. It was really made me nervous because it seemed different than the way they've been playing for the last few weeks. But that said, Bart, you got to retire Barnack the Magnificent because Freemack the Magnificent is now the next big thing.
Oh.
Because yesterday when he called T-Plush as the guy throwing out the pitch, I was like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever
heard. I know. It was so dumb.
No. And my gosh, he got that dead on. I'm like, Chuck, you are a genius.
No. Why was predicting that T-Plush throwing out the
first? Because it's just so random.
Why is it so dumb? Who would be better than that?
It's not dumb. I apologize. My intention is to apologize to Chuck. You you for this day, at least, you are Freemax the Magnificent.
But I don't know what is so off base about
because
having...
Because they're in the playoffs, and you just go, you know what, I got a feeling Nigel Morgan's going to throw out the first pitch.
But what was dumb because about the choice?
Because he's never around, you never see him, don't know where he is.
Yes!
We never see him, and you just pull Nigel Morgan
out
of thin air?
Yes, but that's what first pitches are all about, surprises. You drop a surprise on somebody.
One more thing. The UP is nothing like the South. I spent a year building the DSL backbone up there, and I spent a lot of time in Maine. It's like rural Maine, you know, where Stephen King writes about these freakish people. They do not like outsiders.
Yeah.
In Maine, they always say, oh, the Flatlanders come out here. Yeah, you know, and it's no surprise to me that he was run down by a minivan along the road there, much the same the UP. If you start talking to people that live there off the beaten path, they don't like anybody else. So.
They don't like them Yankee tap.
They don't like the Southerners. They don't like us Southerners like Wisconsinites.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go Brewers, Bucks, and Blue Gold.
All right, yeah.
Okay,
Blue Golds.
Sure, yeah.
UW Eau Claire.
Christian.
Yeah, no, I just,
uptown.
Again, on that Morgan thing.
Good call.
I don't see where that was so outlandish because he's a logical choice. And Brewers are thinking right along the lines of, let's bring Nigel Morgan in. Man, he had the big hit. To win game five, let's find him and bring him in. And they did.
And that was cool. And when's the last time Ryan Braun caught a first pitch?
I don't know.
Because Yelich caught his brother the other night.
Yeah, which was cool.
And then Braun caught T-Plush.
Yeah.
Because he was the only teammate left.
Left, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Good question.
Eddie was pumped. Were my seats where I could see Eddie? Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, here he comes. Here comes T-Plush.
T-Plush.
Oh, go get him, Tony.
Well, when Moustakas had that base hit. It just kind of brought back flashbacks from T-Plush's hit against Arizona.
The 3-2 score.
Well, their last two...
The closer blowing it.
Their last two divisional games, their closer has blown leads in the ninth inning. Axford blew it in 2011, only to have the Brewers win it in 10, and then the other night, or last night, same thing. Jeffers blew it, only blew a two-run lead. Brewers had a 2-1 lead in game five against Arizona when... Axford blew it and almost blew the lead completely. I mean, Arizona almost took the lead there.
Let's get out to Sean in Mequon, 414-799-1250. What's up, Sean?
How's it going?
Hey,
Sean.
How are you?
You're good. Great game last night. I was actually able to score some last-minute tickets to go to the game, but what an atmosphere last night. A couple of things I did notice from a spectator's viewpoint. A lot of people are saying about how valuable Moustakas' play has been, and towards the end of the game, you Moustakas talking to RCM and Perez on situational baseball. Nobody noticing that, but you can tell that his experience and knowledge. Invaluable, and plus, not only that, him of all people chasing that guy in a rundown was the last thing I think a lot of people expected him to do because we all know that he really doesn't have fast legs. Secondly, Arcia not running it out the first. I mean, yeah, I mean, if he goes all out and runs that, that's not even a reviewable call there.
He kind of had a tough game, and he booted the one ball in the ninth.
Yep. I mean, he had the one hit, okay, but he should have had a second hit there, or he should have got on base on an error, throwing error by the shortstop Story. But, yeah, you're right. He should have. And if I'm not a big fan of people sliding in the first base, but a slide there, he's safe because they're going for the tag, and that high ball, if he slides and gets the right side of the base, he's in. But he could avoid all that by just busting his ass down the first baseline, and he'd be in. As far as Moustakas making that tag, Moustakas is a bulldog down there at third base. Not many balls get by him, as we've noticed over the last couple of months.
He had a great snag right away in that game.
He had a couple of them. He is a bulldog. He's going to take balls off his chest. He's going to do whatever it takes, man. That guy is a gamer.
Let's go to Justin in North Carolina. Justin, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, guys? How are we doing today?
Justin, all right.
I think we're doing pretty good.
Man, this is the best Brewers day in 7 years, and everybody's so upset. I'm so confused, man.
I think everyone's got Aaron Rodgers disease, where you win, but you're still pissed off.
Yeah.
Absolutely. last time Braun caught a first pitch, didn't he catch Prince's first pitch when they retired his number of jersey this year?
It might have been
that
it.
That makes sense.
Might have been it, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good call.
But, so, look.
And retire his jersey, put him in a Walk of Fame, yeah.
Leroy Butler is a very smart man, right?
Yeah,
His friends, where those guys get paid to do what they do as well, right? So, we're complaining about this guy not doing this at third base, and this guy booting a ball, and him getting hits off of JJ and all that. Those guys get paid, too, and they're a very good baseball team, and that's the reason why they're here in the postseason. So, instead of getting upset and getting frustrated, let's just stare and relish in this moment. We're in the postseason. We have a good shot to win. We're up 1-0. Well, we could have very easily, like they all said, we could have gave up a crooked number net, top of the ninth, and we could have all been here with the stat base and had a legit reason to be upset. I feel like we should just be happy and enjoying this, man. I mean, when's the last time we did it? When's the next time we're going to do it? Who knows? Let's just live in the moment and enjoy this Brewers baseball team. And hopefully we come out today and we put up like a 7 or 8 spot and just give the bullpen a rest and just go into Colorado and look 2-0 and let's just throw the balls on the field and see what happens, guys. Man, I appreciate you guys.
Yeah. Here's where you would have been upset for today's game. If, let's say, or yesterday's game, if the Brewers went out and committed 4 errors and they lost 13-0 and didn't, their plate appearances were terrible, then you could be upset. Yeah, nobody's happy about Jeffers blowing the game, but credit them for coming back and getting the win. Yelich drawing the walk, taking second base in that wild pitch. And Ottavino, again, that guy, he threw a wild pitch against the Cubs earlier this week, too. Remember, he darted one right into the ground.
Yeah, I think his first pitch.
Yeah, and he did the same. Well, it wasn't the first pitch last night, but it was in the count,
yeah.
and that allowed Yelich to take second base.
On Tuesday.
Yes, first pitch Tuesday. And but here in this situation here, they came back and won the game at least.
It's Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls at 799-1250.
Now, it's Chuck and Winkler's Brew Crew Review, brought to you by Beauforting Beer, Milwaukee's new favorite imported beer. Try it at your nearest Total Wine location. And by Palermo's King Cheese Pizza, the ruler of great taste. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. The whole day of Brew Crew Review here as we talk Brewers, Rockies, 3-2, the final. Game one of the NLDS. Couple of tweets. Woody tweets in, thanks to some of these callers, I'm depressed after a win. What's happening?
Oh, don't be depressed.
Please play Kawhi Leonard laughing to cheer me up. Okay.
Another game today.
Yeah, another game today. Brandon says, hey, guys, born and raised in Milwaukee, living in Colorado Springs. If you're in Colorado, let me know. Would love to meet up. Going to be there for game 3 and possibly game 4. So, Chuck, get in touch with Brandon.
Yeah, although it's going to be a quick in and out for me.
Isn't it always?
Sunday morning, Monday. Not my house. 4hymns.com. No.
Say hello to your
big friend.
Big friend. Yeah. We're talking about if you have a problem with erections.
I don't.
You can go to 4hymns.com. But if you do, you shouldn't be ashamed.
No. Are we going into that commercial right now?
No.
Is this the time for it?
Not today.
Would have been a perfect lead.
Yeah, I know. Although they like him at the... Anyway. Chuck's going to Denver.
Yes.
Yeah. Have fun.
Please come to Denver for the snowfall. I'm going to Denver, leaving early, and then back Tuesday morning, midday or so. Quick turnaround.
And so I'm hosting the show with Cody?
No, I'm doing the show with you from out there.
Look at that. What dedication.
Monday and Tuesday. Yeah.
Should be fun.
Just like
freeze.
You did it in St. Louis. I'm the same equipment.
Yeah, have a good trip. See you next fall. Let's go to Arnell, our buddy Arnell.
Hi, Arnell.
In Greenfield, 799-1250. What's up, man?
Hey, nothing much. How about you guys?
I got to get up an hour earlier there, too. Jeez, 5 a.m. out there.
Mountain time.
All right.
Oh, yeah, gross.
5 a.m. to do the show out there, yeah. So what's up?
I just wanted to say that although Jeffress gave up those 2 runs in the top of the ninth, that we all know the Brewers culture, you know, in that clubhouse, that, like, they always treat each other like family, you know, and like just have each other's backs, just like, you know, being able to overcome adversity, stuff like that. And like, they just knew that they could rely on each other, you know, just to get the job done. And I feel like that's been like their whole season, is being able to like stick with each other and believe in each other and just like, you know, get those wins and being able to get to the point where they're at now.
I feel if Moose didn't come up with that hit in the 10th inning, that the Rockies would have won that one in 11. I think the Rockies
would have
won.
With Gio up?
Yeah, I just have a feeling the Rockies had something going there, and they just feel like they had a little momentum on their side, and that the Brewers, if they'd have missed, if they would have missed out an opportunity in the bottom of the 10th inning, that would have been it right there.
Let's go to Arnell. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Tim in South Milwaukee. What's up, Tim?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, Tim.
Good morning.
Dreams, you're absolutely right. You know, two runs is not safe. Two or three runs is not a safe lead against this team.
Yeah.
You know, we got to get out and put a big number on the board and then hopefully let the pitching do their job. And, you know, I'm not going to nitpick Craig Counsell, and I'm not going to be negative after a win. I will say this. I mean, was I the only one who saw the eighth inning? Why didn't we just send Hader out for three more outs, man? The game would have been over with.
Yeah. I mean, he was pretty lights out again. Hader was. He came out and struck out the final Dahl, the left-hander, in the seventh, and then he strikes out Story, Gonzalez, and Desmond, a little weak fly to center field. And I'm like, that's the way I always feel. If a guy's pitching well, and it's like Josh Hader especially, let him pitch another inning. Why? Why make a change? But that's their philosophy. That's the way they do it. They have a setup guy. They have a closer guy. And just like with Brandon Woodruff, you know, Woodruff went the first three innings. I was like, man, can he pitch a fourth inning? But the plan was get through three innings, pinch hitter, and you know, the next guy takes over.
I think there were two goals on those points. Tim, thanks for the call that they're trying to accomplish. I really think they did not want to have a pitcher bat yesterday, and we talked about that on the Facebook video Billy and I did yesterday, which you made a nice cameo too.
Yeah.
And so did a pizza truck. Which was
we devoured that pizza though. We just went all four or five trips.
Okay, a little behind the scenes. There's a frozen pizza place that brought us some pizza, and
it was fantastic.
I had a full pizza.
Yeah, but we made a couple of trips out of it though. I went
pub pizza.
Yeah, I went back there with fake nose and glasses on just so they wouldn't recognize me.
Yeah, I thought you were Groucho Marx.
Yeah, and I just said, "Oh, are you Chuck Freeman?" Oh, no.
So you did a Chuck impression.
I'm Groucho Freeman. How about that? There we go.
The point I was making was I don't think they wanted to have a pitcher bat. And then the other thing with Hader, yeah, he could have gone in longer, but then I don't think he's available today. I'm assuming he's available for today. Because Counsell, they kept 11 pitchers. And Counsell stressed in that pregame thing he did, he said, with 11 pitchers and the 2 days off in this series built in, we feel like that was the route we wanted to go with. So I think he was sort of maybe, I mean, he had confidence in Jeffress, one. And then two, I think he was saving him for today.
They threw 20, 25 pitches, most of those guys out of the pen last night. Hader threw 20. I would think that he, you know, depending if he could bounce back or not, Hader should be available, I think. Knable, pitch him today. Jeffress, I guess you pitch him another inning today. He pitched yesterday. Why can't he pitch two innings in a row? Give him a chance to bounce back here. And, you know, I think some people want to know, boy, would you take Jeffers out of the closer's role? Not in one game, but if he struggles again, you might have to think about making a little, because you don't have no time to waste. This isn't 162 games. You got no time here.
Game two, 6 hours away. We've got you covered. It's Chuck and Winkler, 414-799-1250. All Brewers all morning. On a Fastball Friday. I don't know if that's catching on, but we'll go with it here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.